Millions of Sudanese refugees spend years, even lifetimes, in camps in and around Sudan. They are the human toll of civil war, ethnic fighting, and other calamities that have dragged on for decades. Many are just over the border in neighboring Kenya, living among refugees from other nations and other conflicts. The Kakuma camp of northwestern Kenya gives refuge to about 86,000 Sudanese, Somalians, and Ethiopians. Alfonso Ndeng spent 9 years in that camp as one of the lost boys of Sudan. Mr. Ndeng and a small gathering of other lost boys now live in San Diego. He works for Kaiser Permanente Hospital and calls himself Al. Next week, some of his compatriots will return to the camp and help prepare other boys and girls for new lives in the West, including the United States. They and Mr. Ndeng have written accounts of their own story and transition in an upcoming memoir. Al Ndeng joins us from the studios of KPBS in San Diego. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Mr. Ndeng, what was it like, what you can remember of your childhood in Kenya?
You know, the being in a refugee camp, you know, is always a struggle for young people. Getting up every day to go to school, to the class. The UN had started that school was to help refugees. So I would get up in the morning, no breakfast, no coffee, no tea, and just water. Drink water and go to the class. My belly growling from hour to hour. So the day is like rotating all the time like that until the ration time when we get up in the morning to go get some food. Mm-hmm. And that is 3 kgs for 2 weeks of wheat flour and grain and little lentils. Mm-hmm. And then little oil.
3 kilograms for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. People are so desperate, hungry. And that little food, 3 kgs, people fighting over the lines, and the policemen are always there, and they beat refugees 24 hours a day.
There must be a lot of anger in a refugee camp.
Yes, a lot of anger. I'm beginning to let it go in America. Mm-hmm.
The International Rescue Committee brought you to the United States in 2001. How old were you?
I was 19 years old.
Well, what did you notice first about San Diego?
So many lights and, you know, kind of blinking. And I was just like, this is crazy. And I was saying to myself, maybe this is hell. This is, people don't live here. Because I had never seen something like that. Just the minute I stepped down, I was like, how do people get around? And there's so many cars. That I was like, how do people drive these cars? My dad was a cattle keeper, and he had a lot of cows and different colors. And the cars had this variety of colors, and I thought it was, they were cows. I was like, they just look like cows everywhere. This little one, big one, so.
There's another young man, Duam Ndeng, that you knew in the camp in Kakuma, and he will be returning. This month. Were you friends there together?
Yeah, he was among the boys, the lost boys. The Rotary, you know, had helped this young man to get back to the camp to take dictionaries, as you said earlier, and also teach English.
You're talking about the Rotary Clubs of America.
The Rotary Club in America. I really thank Rotary for being such a helpful community for the lost boys. And last year, we celebrated Lost Boys' birthday, which we never had a chance to do. They have some gifts they give out. It's amazing.
To say the least, you've grown up very differently.
You're talking about young Americans or Sudanese?
Oh,
well, the first year, I didn't feel any connection with the young people. Never find any humor to connect with them. And sometimes when they talk to me, you know, have you ever been to SeaWorld, to Magic Mountain, to the baseball game, football game. Mm-hmm. And then I says, no. Oh, you haven't seen the world. You got to get out there. And I just go like, I don't know about that. I haven't seen the world of having fun, but I'd seen some pretty distant, crazy world.
Yeah. Mr. Ndeng, do I have this right? You were in that Russell Crowe film, Master and Commander?
Yeah. I played background.
You were an extra. Well, what did you do as an extra?
I actually had one line, mm-hmm. which you know, never ended in the movie. Yeah.
Can you remember the line you had?
The doctor came to me and says, "Sir, how do you feel today?" I said, "So terrible, sir."
Mr. Deng?
Yes.
I thought that was beautifully done. I can't understand why they let that hit the floor.
Right now, I'm, you know, a little bit proud of myself, to see myself, how far I have come.
Al Deng is one of thousands of the Lost Boys of Sudan. He lived in the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya for 9 years. He now lives in San Diego. He's written a book about his life that will be coming out next year. It's called They Poured Fire on Us from the Sky. Thank you very much, Mr. Deng. Nice talking to you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.